Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities May Monthly Podcast. Inflation in the U.S. remained in focus as consumer prices rose more than forecast, with longer-dated rates ending the month largely unchanged. Federal Reserve members continued to describe recent inflation as transitory, highlighting that more data is required to assess whether substantial further progress toward its goals has been made. Against this guidance, a sizable miss in the number of jobs added in April cast doubt on the earliest timeline for the Fed to begin signaling a taper of its assets purchases. Europe continued to accelerate its COVID-19 vaccination pace and saw the number of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths decline further. As a result, many countries began to ease containment restrictions, and the European Commission upgraded its 21 forecast to 4.3% versus 3.8%. In the UK, the government eased restrictions further as economic data continued to improve. Gilt yields declined in spite of the Bank of England announcing it would slow asset purchases and upgraded its 2021 growth forecast modestly. In terms of portfolio changes, headline duration decreased a little more than a year, mostly in the five-year part of the curve, as those rates rallied most. A small profit was taken in the short German long U.S. 10-year position as the spread between the two countries compressed. Below investment-grade credit energy exposure increased as the outlook for U.S. economic reopening stayed on pace. A small long position in euro currency versus the U.S. dollar increased on better economic data and further ECB commitment toward accommodative monetary policy. The long Japanese yen position was reduced by almost 1%, and small profits were taken as long Australian and Canadian dollar positions were reduced slightly. In emerging markets, Mexican sovereign rate exposure increased modestly, in line with the outlook for the U.S. economic reopening. In terms of performance, in May, emerging markets contributed the most to performance, mainly due to rates and foreign exchange exposure in Mexico and Russia. Investment-grade credit exposure, mainly energy, was also positive for returns. Developed market foreign exchange also contributed, mostly due to long Canadian dollar and euro currency exposures, as these currencies strengthened versus the U.S. dollar. Duration and yield curve positioning was a net contributor, mainly as a result of overall long U.S. and short German duration exposures. So for the outlook going forward, Western Assets expects the second half of the year should see very strong growth in GDP as the world economy reopens on continued progress with the COVID vaccinations and declining death and infection rates. Western remains cautious about extrapolating short-term cyclical boosts into a presumption of a higher secular trend, rate of growth, or inflation. The secular challenges that have kept the U.S. and global growth to a moderate pace at best over the last several decades, the stagnation of Western society's middle-class wages, aging demographics, and rising global debt burdens still remain in place. Moreover, the small and medium-sized business destruction in many countries not seen since the Great Depression may take years to replace. Given this backdrop, Western Asset expects central banks to remain extraordinarily accommodative for the foreseeable future. So this concludes our podcast for May. As always, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.